105.7 KLZZ Reno's Classic Rock. I am so honored to talk to one of America's living legend sweethearts. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Judy Collins. How are you, Judy?
I'm great this morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I just, you know what? Just to talk to you is just so amazing because we've all grown up with your music and you've been such a big part of so many things, between activism, between the music, the folk legend that you are, and those haunting, piercing blue eyes that are so legendary. You know, it's just an amazing moment to spend with you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be able to be here to do this, to show up.
Well, this is a really a historic moment. I mean, you and Stephen Stills, who have had this long, long friendship and involvement, entanglement with each other, you make a record together. It's amazing. But it was financed through the fans. The fans put their money down and said, I got to get me some of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's exciting. And of course, we have been friends for these 50 years. And he always says it's because we're married to other people, which I think is probably true. But it's interesting. I think this tour, which came out of long discussion over a number of years and emailing back and forth in the middle of the night about what we wanted to sing and where we might go, how we might make a record, who we want on the band. You know, it's been a long, evolved effort, and it is so much fun. When we started the tour, Stephen said, you know, we should have just skipped the romance and gone straight to this. But then I said, look, then you wouldn't have written Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Right.
So I don't think one would have happened without the other.
You know, that was a rite of passage as a young boy, learning that opening riff and learning how to play that song because it was just so iconic.
Yeah, that was the song you had to learn then.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was 9 years old, I bought a nylon string guitar at a garage sale, and I got pretty good at it, and the whole changing of the chords and the strumming and all that. And my mother bought me, bless her heart, she got me one of those big note songbooks, you know, with all the top of the pops. And one of the first songs I ever learned to play, besides a Creedence song, which was your song, which was actually a Joni Mitchell song, which was a huge hit for you. And I can recite every word to Both Sides now. I mean, Bows and Flows of Angel Hair.
Oh, boy.
You know, that was one of the first songs I ever learned to play. And still, to this day, to this moment, stands as one of the greatest songs ever.
Yeah, it's one of the best songs ever written, I think, too. Certainly in this day and age, the past two centuries. It's
wow.
Great. It's the top of the mountain, that song.
Now, with your record, you and Stephen, you do a Traveling Wilburys song. You do a song that everybody knows. Reason to Believe is one of those songs everybody knows. You know, maybe they remember it from Rod Stewart or whatever. What a great verse. Girl from North Country. So many great songs. Leonard Cohen and Sharon Robinson's Everybody Knows. Sandy Denny, who sang with Led Zeppelin but was known for the Fairport Convention. You have such a great array of either, you know, you two songs or Stephen's songs, your songs, or some great covers.
Well, that was our goal, to mix it up and do the things we loved. And also, we pop out with some new songs. My new song, River of Gold, is on
the
album. And in concert, we have surprises.
Ooh.
One of which is a song that I've just written. I've been working on it for a couple of years, but I've just written, and it's coming out in a few weeks. It's called Maria. It's the Dreamer song.
Wow.
And I've waited a long time to sing it, and I'm singing it now in the concert. So that'll be a big surprise.
Wow. You know, the thing is, as a songwriter, you get this idea, a riff, a word or two, something falls into place, a song is born, usually sitting on the couch, and then the moment you take it out to the world, on stage, it's such an amazing journey that a song goes through. And you, wow, you've brought us some songs. And River of Gold from the new album, boy, that's a good one.
Now, oh, good. Thank you.
Now, speaking of the show and the tour, let's mention the show, because a lot of people, maybe they haven't heard yet. I know that a lot of people jumped right on this. Who wouldn't want to miss Stephen Stills and Judy Collins at the Silver Legacy, May 19th at 8 o'clock, the music happens. And, you know, by midnight, it's a memory. Don't miss it, folks. Go to KOZZRadio.com and get your tickets. But how has that been? I mean, you know, that's got to be really exciting, the two of you getting out there and bringing the music.
Oh, it's so much fun. You know, just to be able to be out there, to be present, not only to sing harmony on Southern Cross, which
yeah.
we are doing.
Wow.
And Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
And, what is it called? The song about the bird. Bluebird.
Oh, yeah. Bluebird, which was a Buffalo Springfield song.
Which is a Buffalo Springfield song.
Oh, yeah.
As well as so many other songs we do. But to be able to stand there and be next to him and listen to him play. I mean, he is still a monster guitar player. Just a monster guitar player.
So for the little girl who got a guitar and just wanted to play, think of, you know, the road that you have traveled and brought to all of us. You know, they say you can't change the world, you can only change yourself. But you know what? In changing yourself, you can change the world by writing those songs and standing up for that cause and finally getting together with your buddy Stephen and making a record. Man, it's just amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty hot, I must say. You were mentioning songs and writing them. I am a great respecter of songs' ability to move around on the planet and have the song rules. The song has its own directory in mind. And,
yeah.
I should say trajectory in mind.
Trajectory, yes. I like that.
You know, it goes where it wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets sung by all kinds of different artists, so it must like a change of clothes.
Yeah.
Always wanting to be in style in some way.
Well, you know, and a song does grow. You know, you start a song, you write a song, and then you go out and you play it live, and it goes to new places you didn't know it was going to go.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I didn't start out as a songwriter. I recorded traditional songs and songs of other people's, including, yeah. of course, Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
And then he asked me why I wasn't writing my own songs, and I jumped on the piano and wrote.
Cool.
That.
Cool.
And I've been writing ever since. And I treat it as a job.
Wow.
You know, I have a friend who writes mysteries, and he says, writing is like laying pipe. You have to do it like a job.
Yeah.
It is a job. I write every day, and that's why sometimes, way at the end of a writing experience, I'll come up with something like the Dreamer song, Maria.
Yeah.
But it takes all the others in front of it. You know, they say you have to write 100 songs to get a good one out. I think that's probably true. From my experience, that's true.
Well, and to find one with a good middle eight, a good back around, you know. We want to do the same thing, only just back around.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. We're talking to Judy Collins, America's legendary sweetheart, the girl with the big blue eyes. She's coming to town, folks. It's going to be at the Silver Legacy. This is a show you do not want to miss. Next Saturday, May 19th, Stephen Stills, Judy Collins on stage, Silver Legacy, Grand Exposition Hall. Tickets are still available. Get them before they're gone, because when they're gone, you're going to say, ah, how did I miss that one? Thank you so much, Judy, and nothing but love and oceans of thanks to you and all of yours, and I so look forward to seeing the show.
Thank you so much. God bless. Have a beautiful day.